Hear now from the word of the Lord, as it is written in a portion of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. And the Pharisees came to him, tempting him, and saying to him, "Is it lawful for a man to send away his wife for every cause?" And he answering said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? And he said, on this account shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall be into one flesh. Wherefore they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Conjugal Love, a portion of Numbers 32 and 33. "Since man lives as a man after death, and man is male and female, and the masculine is one thing and the feminine another, being so different that one cannot be changed into the other, it follows that after death the male lives as a male and the female as a female, each being a spiritual man. The masculine cannot be changed into the feminine, nor the feminine into the masculine. And therefore, after death, the male is a male, and the female is a female. In the male, the masculine is masculine in every part of his body, even to the most minute, and also in every idea of his thought, and in every least impulse of his affection. And so is the feminine in the female. And as one cannot therefore be changed into the other, it follows that after death, the male is a male and the female is a female." And finally, from Conjugal Love, number 229. "The divine providence of the Lord concerning marriages and in marriages is most particular and most universal, because all the delights of heaven stream forth from the delights of conjugal love, as sweet waters from the flow of a fountain. And therefore it is provided that conjugal pairs be born, and that they be continually educated for their marriage under the Lord's auspices, the boy and the girl not knowing it." Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.